Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Put your hands and bless him.
Thank you.
to you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you. All praises belong to him. Amen. Amen. Love that song. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians, the 5th chapter and 18th verse. It's our foundational scripture. It says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If you don't mind, I'd like to read that one more time. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Amen, amen. Father, as we come before you today, we just want to thank you for the song that reminds us that all praises are due unto you. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for the word at noon, that we can come together and study the word of God, learn more of you, Father God, and have a personal relationship with you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We're thanking you for the listeners. We're thanking you for Pastor Beasley being the teacher and to help us all through the Word of God to draw closer to you. We thank you for all those that participate, Father God. Thanking you for the readers, Lord. We just thanking you for all things, Father God. We thanking you, Father God, that we know you are the head of our life. You are directing our path. We thanking you, Father God, for your grace, for your mercy. We thank the law that has guided us into truth. We're thanking you, Father God, that you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are all things that we need. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We're thanking you for your word, because your word guides us and directs us into truth, where we all need to be, and then teaches us to be spiritual. Father God, guide us and direct us. Have your way in our life. May we all draw closer to you and have a closer walk with you. Father God, may this word guide us and direct us. If we need to be convicted, then convict us and deliver us, Father God, that we will continue on doing your will. Bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who've asked us to keep them in prayer and be with the bereaved families, Father God. continue to bless this broadcast and all your listeners and all that participate. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you for reading our foundational scriptures. And just to add one, well, you know what, I'll get into that in a moment. But we left off yesterday or the other day at 1 Timothy 1, 5, let's see, 8. Yeah, so let's do 1 Timothy, first chapter, 5th through the 9th verse. It's 1 Timothy, if you will.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Lee. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God.
Yes,
and all praises do go to the Lord. In 1 Timothy 1, in the King James, verse 1 reads as follows. Now, the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and a faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangle, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, of manslayers. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. From the Message Bible, the whole point of what we're urging is simply love. Love uncontaminated by self-interest and counterfeit, a life open to God. Those who fail to keep to this point soon wander off into cul-de-sac of gossip. They set themselves up as experts on religious issues, but haven't the remotest idea of what they're holding forth with such imposing elegance. It's true that moral guidance and counsel need to be given, but the way you say it and to whom you say it are as important as what you say. It's obvious, isn't it? The law code isn't primarily for people who live responsibly, but for the irresponsible. Amen.
Amen.
We left off at, the law is for sinners, not the saved or the saints or believers. Paul states very definitely that the truth is that the sinner needs guidance. He is committed to that. The free man or the person that's being led by the Spirit of God, they're going to walk in obedience. See, there's two ways you're going to walk. You're going to either walk in obedience or disobedience. There is no gray here. There's no in-between. You're going to either do what the Word of God say or you're not. Paul was urging people in the book of Timothy here. Hey, y'all pay attention here, man. There are many leaders, teachers, even today, who demand that you follow their leadership, or whom would even have us to turn from Christ to follow them. Now, I know some of y'all going to have a problem with this, but there are spirits in the world that do not want you to do the truth. You don't have to go no further to the White House.
Amen.
They don't want you to follow the truth. Doesn't matter. Long as they shining like new money. And you have preachers that are like that. All they care about is their pockets. All they care about is their... So whatever the law code or whatever they set up, that's what you follow so they can get paid in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to follow them. When they seem to know the Bible, their influence can be dangerous, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, it could even say you're committing suicide, because that's what you're doing.
Have mercy.
But you want to ask yourself several questions. We won't get in that today because we're not necessarily talking about false preachers and false teachers. But that's a good thing to ask yourself. Who's a false teacher? Somebody getting you from Christ or getting you in Christ.
All right. Amen.
See, if they're telling you to come here, come there, Jesus said, no, that day is coming when they're going to say, oh, come over here to our ministry. Come over here to this. And I don't be asking folks. I tell people what I do. They want, if they're interested, hey, let them come. If they're not, I am not on a campaign to try to get a bunch of folks on this podcast. That's not my purpose.
All right. Praise God.
Too many tricks, too many gadgets, too many. I just think it's too much deception there. Well, hey, if you come, you I ain't promising you nothing. I ain't going to preach like you want me to. I'm not going to say what you want me to say. Forget that. I am free to operate in the Spirit of God. That's what this is all about, is being led by the Spirit of God. So Paul was warning people about these false teachers. And so he says, now, the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith and faith. Now, here's what you got to understand about this. First of all, it's a noun thing. It has to be about charity or about love. And then it can't be about any kind of love. It has to be out of a pure heart, not trying to trick somebody, not trying to get somebody to come on your program, not where, Pastor, I tell you, it'd be real nice if you could get this person that. Well, wait a minute. What are you really doing? What are you really saying here? Is it out of a pure heart? Are you giving out of a pure heart? Are you preaching out of a pure heart? What's the end results here?
Yes.
Listen, brothers and sisters, when you're being led, you need to be led by a pure heart, man. Because these folks out here tell you, you owe them favors, and I came to your program, now come to my program. Hey, you came on your own. So because you came here, don't mean I have to come and follow you. See, I don't play politics. That's politics. Well, Pastor, I follow you. Can you follow me on my... No, I don't do that. I like your stuff, and you like me. No, you need to go to Facebook. That's where they do that stuff. Go to Twitter. That's where they do that. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Amen.
I got to follow you because you following me. No. I like your stuff because you like my stuff. No. That's not the way this works, brothers and sisters. You got to have a pure heart, man. Let me say this, and I can move on past this one verse. I said this one time, I think. this man was fishing, and boy, he was just throwing the fish. I mean, he was throwing all kind of bait out there behind the boat. He going down the river, just throwing all kind of bait. You know, I said, oh, man, that's awesome. Woo, man, look at that guy. He's feeding those fish. Man, isn't that awesome? Don't you think that's a good thing? But guess what? He had a net under the bottom. And as soon as he got enough there, so really, was that out of a pure heart? No, people. Now, I don't care what you call it. It could have been a business decision, but it wasn't out of a pure heart. That man wasn't feeding the fish. When he said, oh, I'm just feeding the fish, you're not feeding no fish. That's not a pure heart.
All right.
And stuff, why are they giving you that? Is it out of a pure heart? I mean, do they have a good conscience? See, your conscience will beat you up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm talking to myself today. Well, your conscience will beat you up.
Amen.
So you need to make sure it's good. When you think about how you did some folks, your conscience gonna remind you.
Yes. Amen.
Remember when you didn't give them that food and you could have gave it to them, but you throwed it away? Your conscience going to tell you. Now, I might have not ever seen that, you know. You could help. You know what? I know you're struggling. Pastor, here's $100. You could have done that. So your conscience going to say, you know what? Could have helped the man before he lost his car. I could have helped him. Your conscience is going to get to you. I can give you all illustration, brothers and sisters. But I want you to know you could have helped that lady cross the street, but you didn't. You was at the grocery store. And instead of you letting that lady walk in front of, that old lady you decided to walk in front of, well, she should have got here before I did. See, your conscience is going to get to you.
Oh, yeah.
I was out this little story about the conscience, but I'll say that for next time. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you have a conscience. And if you can go home, and now there's some people you think they don't have a conscience. I mean, they messy. How can you in your right mind ask somebody to cheat so you can win?
Have mercy.
And then look at the people like, ain't nothing to it. It's all good. And then tell your vice president, well, you'll get me out, you'll help me out, and if you don't, well, we'll just be a little less friends. I mean, where your conscience at?
Amen.
Yeah, some people, conscience been just like burnt, man. But anyway, now let me leave that alone so I can go ahead on. But the point
Pastor,
here is...
Pastor, before you go to your next point, I just wanted to read that from God's Word.
Okay.
Okay. 1 Timothy, I'm going to start with verse 9. And from God's Word. For example, a person must realize that those laws are not intended for people who have God's approval. Laws are intended for lawbreakers and rebels, for ungodly people and sinners, for those who think nothing is holy or sacred. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that, because it says it's not intended for God's people, because we're living by the Spirit, Spirit of God.
Exactly.
And so it wasn't intended for, you know, ungodly people.
That's exactly right, Pastor. We have so many people that don't realize. See, that's what I was saying, like, why you got to go to church if you are the church? Well, you got to go to pray because the preacher going to tell you to pray, or, I mean, you can't pray on your own. You can't serve on your own. You can't study on your own. What? See, that's my whole point right there. That's what it's for. So people that need this, that's what they need. And believe me, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, once you graduated or once you come above that, you learn to live by the Spirit. Because, you know, that's God's plan. That's God's plan that we live with a pure heart. You know, you ain't getting that. You know, your heart is pure.
Amen.
Some people have left these qualities, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you, some folks feel like they need a taskmaster. Now let me share this with you, because over in Romans, I want to say it's in Romans, we'll go to Romans 6 and 15. See, Christians have, let's go to 14 first, because Christians have to know you're not under the law. So let's go, if you will, Evangelist Sharon, look up Romans 6 and 14.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. And 15 reads, what then shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, sin can't tell you how to live. To all, you're not living under that old training any longer. You're living in the freedom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You're no longer a slave, brothers and sisters. People that's under the law are slaves.
Mm-hmm.
People that are living by the flesh is slaves.
Yes, yes. Amen.
I hope you can see this. So they became slaves to that. Well, that's why Christ came to free us from that, so we can be free. So because God wants us doing it with a pure heart, with a pure conscience, and a good conscience. And you can't do that when you're in shackles. You march into the beat, you're in shackles. Let me see. Let me take these shackles off. Let me see how you're going to operate. If the only time you're going to be good is when I'm around, that means that, you know, well, I won't go there, because I don't want nobody to be offended. But I'm going to tell you, it's a bad thing, brother and sister. It's the only time you can be good is to get something. Only time you're going to be nice is when you, you know, yeah, I'm just saying, man. It's they're under that slavery mentality.
Yeah.
God call us his sons now.
Yes.
That's what we are. I'm going to show you. Over in Romans 8:14, and we'll come back to 16:6, but slip over there to Romans 8 right quick. We might run over just a tad bit, but slip over there to Romans 8 right quick, 8:14. I said, and this can be one of our foundational scriptures too, because I want you to make sure you get all of this. Know who you are. Know what you are.
In the King James, it reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen.
I want to read 15.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You
Get
know,
in
Romans 8.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Romans 8:16. I probably should have read further. It says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Amen.
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 Yes, we are. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters. He says, "For you have not received." Now I want you to underline that. So when you got born again, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again. That's not the spirit of fear. You didn't receive that. Not from God.
Amen.
You don't have no bondage mentality. How I know that? Because the 14th verse says, "For as many are led by the Spirit of God," plain and simple.
Yeah.
Those are children of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, as long as you're being guided by God's Spirit, you're God's children. You're not guided by the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Now, you don't know what the law is anything than the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it was just the Ten Commandments. You thought it was just a bunch of rules, regulations. No, it's anything in the flesh. And that's what Evangelist Sharon read yesterday, if you remember.
Amen.
People look at all the things. You know, I won't do it today, but I'm going to tell you, man, we'll just start out with all the things of the flesh. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
People don't even realize they're being directed and guided by the things of the flesh. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. See, when you're carnally minded, you are, and please understand what I'm saying. When you are carnally minded, it's all about the flesh. When you're spiritual minded, it's all about God and being a child of God. So God put this piece in here to make sure that we are heirs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joint heirs with Christ. Remember, Christ is spirit. So if we are certain joint heir with him, then that makes us spirit with him.
Yeah.
Our spirit with him. She said, in the 16th verse, she said that the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See, your spirit of obedience will bear witness. Yeah, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Or it's going to say, well, I'm not quite there. It's not quite clear. I'm going to get to it. I'm striving for that. No, you haven't arrived yet. You need to stay there.
Yeah.
Stay there until you become a joint heir with Christ. Sin it doesn't make one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't say, why are you going there, priest? Yeah, sin it doesn't make you one.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Saying you're a quarterback, they'll make you a quarterback.
All right. Say that.
Just saying you know, I know you can have what you say. Yeah, I get all of that, brother and sister. But saying it doesn't make you that. You got to stand fast, you got to believe it. And then when you say you're a joint heir, then live like you're a joint heir. Act like you're a joint heir. It has nothing to do with the physical. It has to do with the spiritual.
Amen.
Now, I know there are people out there are different, and they'll tell you, well, if you're a joint heir and God got this and God got that, well, what you going to do when he says the poor you have with you always? And it's not about this life, brothers and sisters. It's about our eternal life. See, that's the thing that preachers stop doing. preachers stop preaching about eternal life. They're preaching about prosperity, what you can have today, and everybody jump right in the flesh. That's how those are fleshy sermons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, don't nobody tell me. Now, it's not that I don't want you to have a house. It's not that I don't want you to have a car. Brothers and sisters, you're missing it. If you think that's what I'm saying, you really missing it. You're not smarter than a fifth grader. I'm saying that should not be your focus. Get a house.
Yeah.
Get a job. Get a car. Get the best you can get. But don't let that be your focus. Your focus should be being led by the Spirit of God. See, that's why you got to. When you're doing it out of a pure heart, it's different. When you're doing it out of a pure heart, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want friends if it's not a pure heart. Don't tell me you're my friend, because I know the moment I need you, you're not going to be there. You didn't do it. You had other alternative motives, by like that man feeding those fish, like I was talking about earlier. It was all about what he was going to get out of the deal. Brother and sister, God expects us to do things out of a pure heart.
Yeah.
And your conscience will beat you up. You know that, right?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's
so,
right.
Your conscience will be there when you don't see me, when you don't see your husband, when you don't see your wife. That person you did wrong, your conscience going to beat you up.
That's right.
And it's going to talk to you. So whatever you do, do it out of a pure heart, out of a pure conscience. That's what the scripture was saying. Be led by the Spirit of God so that you can be declared and decreed that you are joint heir with Christ. How you going to be joint heir with Christ and you're not going to be pure? Be right. I mean, do the right thing. Be led of the Spirit of God. And the way you know that you're being led of the Spirit of God, you're being led by the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Remember, the creation was made subject not to vanity or willingness, but by reason of him whom hath subject the same in hope. Remember how that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, I don't know if you understand this or not, but God expects you to act like him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, preacher, wait. Yeah, I'm telling you, God expects you to act like him. Because when you get to heaven, how you going to act? Like Joe Willie? Like Mary Sue? Oh, this is how we did it back in the... God don't want that garbage up there, man. He kicked Satan out, remember? Because Satan had his own agenda. Too many preachers got their own agenda. So that's what Paul was warning them over there in Timothy, that they were just too many false preachers. You know, they was false. So he was warning them of that.
Amen.
They desired to be of the law. We need to do it like this. And then they themselves don't understand why they're doing it. Yeah, the law is good, brother and sister, but it's only good for those who will use it lawfully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the law wasn't made for you. See, you don't need all these laws if you're righteous. Mm-hmm. The law is not for righteous. Now, I know somebody's going to tell me, and they're going to text me, but I'm telling you, I saw that in the Word of God, that the law is not for the righteous man. But if all them folks want to walk in disobedient, you need something to guide. You need a stick. You need something to hold you up. You need something to guide you. It's sort of like this. Now, I'm not talking about anybody, but you've seen people have a walker, right? Anybody ever seen that?
Yeah.
A walker, right? What do they call those things? Evangelist Sharon, what do they call those things?
It could be a rollator.
What do they call a rollator?
Rollator.
Everybody don't need a rollator. A rollator is somebody who needs some support to help guide them. That's what that's for. Well, that's the same thing with the law. But if you're living under the Spirit of God, that becomes your role there.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, I knew I was going to find this. In Romans, in 1 Timothy, yeah, let's find. Let's read this one before we leave. We're going to leave. It says, 1 Timothy, the first chapter, the ninth verse. Well, read the eighth and ninth verse. And then you can read on your. I just want to cut those two in there. You can read all to the 11 verses. But I just want her to stick 8 and 9 in there. I want to show y'all something. Watch this.
First Timothy 1:8-9 in the King James reads as follows. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the law.
No, read that again. What did it say? The law is what?
Knowing this, that the law is not made for a. The law is not made. The law.
Are you a righteous man?
The law is not made for a righteous man. But for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Amen.
Wow. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, it's true that moral guidance and counsel need to be given, but the way you say it and to whom you say it are as important as what you say. It's obvious, isn't it, that the law code isn't primarily for people who live responsibly, but for those irresponsible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, is that plain? Is that plain enough for you?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's pretty plain to me.
He said,
know this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. Remember, we're the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who we are.
Amen.
We're the righteousness of God. So that law ain't for us.
Hallelujah.
It's not made for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it made for you, Pastor?
Nope.
You don't need the law. You don't need that rollator.
Amen.
That's for people who can't keep their balance.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they use that thing for? Things of sharing?
Yeah.
That support them. Man. You don't need that. I seen you, Walker. You don't need that. You all right. You good.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm not talking about anybody. And if you're on a road, it's the Lord, man, that you need that thing. You need that. Mm-hmm. But for those, and probably at one time you didn't need it, see? But there are some people that need that. We don't need that. Not if you're up under the grace of God. Not if you're living by the Spirit. Not if you're being led. You don't need that. Because guess what? You're not going to walk in disobedience. Of ungodly things. You're not planning on sin. You're not planning on being unholy. That's not plan. Preacher, I'm trying to do the best. Now I want you to hear this. That ain't for you. You may not like it, but that ain't for you. The laws are not intended for a person like you. You're not involved in all this sexual immorality and homosexuality. That ain't for you. You know better.
Hallelujah. Evangelist
Renee. You know you ain't finna tell no lies. That ain't for you, Evangelist Renee. That's for folks that gonna lie. You need some help. You need a law to tell you shouldn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I get people, they get mad at me because I be telling them, homosexuality, you need something to straighten your butt out. Go to Romans 1. You need something. I don't need that. You don't know the difference between a penis and a vagina.
Have mercy, Lord.
Oh, it's rated at X again. Well, okay. Praise God. See, somebody need to tell somebody the truth, man. These folks walk around here thinking it's okay. I looked on Facebook, one of my ex, this is when I was in the organized church, the daughter that married another woman. I'm going like, oh, my word. And they're like 20, 20-something years old, whatever. I can't believe this. I mean, when that girl was born. Somewhere her mom and daddy said it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, these children, they do. No, they don't do what they want to do. You need to shut them down and tell them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When you led by the Spirit, you want to do the right thing. Do that make sense then?
Yeah.
You ain't trying to defy the temple. I don't think you are. You ain't trying to defy that temple.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to bless God. I don't think you want to mix Christ with a bunch of garbage. The Christ in you. You ain't trying to make your spirit a homosexuality, a homosexual spirit. I know you're not. Joining with Christ? Are you crazy? Who does that?
Lord have mercy.
Talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Hey, y'all be